Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hours. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and for those who are new to me, I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome everyone to this week's show. I know for those who have been listening, if you were trying to listen in last week, you probably didn't hear me because we had some technical difficulties, but you know, everything happens for a reason. So if you're listening, I would love to hear from you today. So feel free to give me a call if you'd like to talk about the energy that you have been feeling since last week, or what it is that you're feeling this week, as we are already in the middle of the week. I'd love to speak with you. Or if you'd like to talk about the topic that we will be, the new series that we are starting today. So if you'd like to give me a call, our number is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be on air with me. All right. So this week, well, you know what? Why don't we start a little bit going back to last week? So last week we had the full moon, and we had, you know, the month starting. And so, you know, we had that energy of letting go and releasing last week with the full moon, and then setting intentions for this month. And also, if you'd like to, you know, go back and hear about, you know, the preview of what to expect in September, be sure to go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/angelic healer and teacher Kath. That's C-A-T-H at the end. Or you go to Psychic Talk's Facebook group, and I have that posted there as well. So you could go check that out to see what it was that we are expecting for this month. So, you know, with the full moon and with the beginning of the month, you know, it was about releasing and letting go of those things that no longer serve you, that no longer are part of who it is that you are meant to be. And then setting those intentions of what it is that you want to come into fruition, what it is that you want to achieve this month. So there's, you know, a lot of beautiful energy coming in for this month. But this week, we are actually going to be taking a breather. So it's going to be a slower week. So it's going to be a time where it's meant for us to recharge. It's meant for us to really, you know, get centered and really just relax a little bit, because last month we did a lot of learning. There's a lot that came in for us when it came to messages, when it came to healing. A lot of stuff came in, lots of growth, so that we can transform, so that for the rest of this year we can really ramp up so that we can be ready for 2021 that is coming our way, you know, very soon. So so that's what is coming in. So for us, so because of last month, and also because of the energies last week of releasing, letting go, healing, as well as setting those intentions, this week we're meant to slow down just a little bit. You know, be centered. You know, take some time for yourself. Do those things that you love to do this week. So what is that? What does that look to you? So, you know, if you'd like to talk about that, if you've already been doing some things this week for yourself, I'd love to hear about that as well. And, you know, so this week we have Archangel Raphael, we have Archangel Uriel, as well as Archangel Sandalphon stepping forward for us. And they're going to be helping us to really see more and more of what it is that we need to step into, what our next steps are, especially when it comes to that time where we take the time to raise our vibrations. We take that time to recharge and to fill our energetic cups. That's when we get the new energy that flows in, as well as those aha moments on what it is that we need to do next, as well as anything else that's meant for you when it comes to messages, when it comes to what those next steps are. So when we take that time to really just, you know, be centered, be still, you know, take that time to recharge and recuperate, that's when we're able to get that clarity on what it is that we're meant to do. All right. I also have Archangel Raziel stepping forward for me right now, and it's also going to be about gifts for us, being able to see more and more of what it is that we can do when we take that time to meditate, when we take that time to journal on what it is that's coming in, what it is that you're noticing, all those things, all the signs that you're seeing around you. So if you notice any of those things, whether it's signs, you know, with animals or things or numbers, you know, if you see those things, you know, I want to encourage you to write those down. I want to encourage you to take the time to really take notice of it. And then also to, you know, thank the angels, thank the divine for those signs, because they're meant for us to really be able to first, you know, they're letting us know that they're there, guiding us and helping us through. And then to, you know, help you to notice and recognize that what your next steps are. So what is it that's coming in for you? So if you'd like to talk about that, you know, please be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. All right, so, you know, that is what's coming in for this week's energy. So it's really tough for us to take that time for ourselves and to do some recharging. If you're feeling exhausted, to take a nap, you know, and or, you know, anything else that can really, that will really help you to feel better, to feel good, so that you can be ready for what's coming. You know, those messages that are meant for us, they're meant for us to use that for the weeks that are coming up. So I'm so excited about that. And so I hope that we all take that time to really recharge and recuperate this week. All right, so, you know, before I go on to the topic, I'm going to take this we have here. So we have caller area code 917. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, are you there?
Hello, yes, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Tim. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, you?
Great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Oh, I just saw this show come in, and I was just calling for some on-air guidance, I guess, if there's any word or message of spirit for me, just on some new things that I am trying to bring into my life, job, some abundance. I've been taking the time out to meditate before I go to sleep, maybe 10, 15 minutes, saying a few mantras, asking for my guides to come in just to guide me and help me figure this thing out. So I just was curious to see if they're hearing me, if they have any tips, if it's working. I'm being open, staying positive.
Wonderful. Well, just know that it is working. I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And first, they want you to know that they are there. Whenever you're doing those meditations, whenever you are calling on them, your guides, your guardian angels, they are there. So just know that first, that, you know, whenever you call on them, they're always there. Are you picking up any signs that they have been showing you?
Not yet. So I'm encouraged to hear that they are showing these signs. I feel like I'm maybe missing them as of now.
Mm-hmm. So now that you mention it, they have been showing you a lot of different signs, saying, you know, trying to get your attention and say, you know, we are here. So, you know, anything that really just, like, when you look at something, anything that kind of, like, within your heart, you feel like, oh, you know, this seems like a sign. Know that that is. So if you're, you know, if you kind of think back to the last couple weeks, few weeks,
mm-hmm.
You know, if anything just kind of pops into your mind, you know, just know that, you know, they are sending you those signs. And then
okay.
I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And what they're showing me is that there's a lot that they're helping you with. So know that you are always meant for abundance, and they're always trying to, you know, really give you that. And, you know, what they're also showing me is that you have been doing a lot of work on yourself when it comes to healing, when it comes to past things that you've been going through. So, you know that, you know, just keep doing that work. You know, I encourage you to do some journaling and to not be afraid to go even deeper into all the things that you've been through in the past. So if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, so, you know, to, you know, keep working on that, but know that, you know, they're always there for you. They're always encouraging you. They're always there to guide you with all of this. So they are working to help you when it comes to all areas of your life. And, you know, right now what I see is this is a starting point for you. So right now there's you're in the middle of this healing process, and they want you to go even deeper and not to be afraid to go even deeper. And so if you call on Archangel Raphael as you're doing some journaling, as you're doing some meditating, as you call on them, they're going to bring into your mind all those things that have affected you in the past that have triggered you. And it's going to bring up emotions that you might not like, but it's
okay.
Meant for it to bring up into the surface so that you can heal it. And you are able to do that. So, you know, anything that comes up, you know, I want to encourage you to write it down. Write anything that really comes up, even the emotions that come up with it. And then you're going to be able to see, you know, through the archangels, what it is that you need to see in order to change the perspective on it so that it won't be a trigger for you and you're going to be able to release it then.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, you know, not to be afraid of that. I do feel that there's things within your solar plexus that it has to do with not only identity, but your power. So knowing that you have that power, you know, the divine always gives us that power. We all have that power within us. So they want you to take that power back. It has to do with those things that you're afraid of releasing in order to heal and let go of. So you've done that surface work of you know, healing some things, but you have to go even deeper and not to be afraid of that. So, you know, I want to encourage you to, you know, really dig deep on that, and they're going to help you to bring back that power to you so that you can really step into who it is that you truly are and what it is that you're meant to do, because there's a lot of great things and a lot of great gifts that you have that I see that's meant for you, and that's part of that abundance that's meant for you. And once you're able to, you know, get that power back and be able to take that next step on what it is that you're meant to do, then you're going to be able to see all of that abundance that comes your way when it comes to people, you know, the connections that you're meant to make, when it comes to resources, finances, all love, all of that stuff. You know, every area of your life is going to shift once you are able to, you know, bring that power to you.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You do the same. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And, you know, this is, and there's always a reason why the Divine wants me to take certain calls before we actually start the show. Because part of this, you know, living your best life is about really letting go of those limiting beliefs that we grow up with sometimes because of, you know, our families, our parents, you know, other adults that, you know, bring in their limiting beliefs, and they kind of bring it onto us without really realizing it. And so it's, you know, it's really important for us to really release and let that go. So at the end of the show, I'm going to have a meditation that I'm going to do to help us to do some more releasing, you know, especially with this slower week that we have. It's meant for us to really go within, and it's meant for us to really be centered and really see what it is that we need to see about ourselves. And that also means letting go of those things that are meant for us to let go of. And even though last week we had the full moon, you know, and that's about releasing and letting go, you know, what I'm feeling with this energy today on the show is that there are some more things that we need to really bring up into the surface so that we can really heal and release and let go, so that we can understand what it is that our next steps are and get that clarity from the divine, from the archangels, from the universe. And we have to remember that the divine always wants the best for us. And we come here, you know, in the image of the divine. So, you know, we're meant to do so many great things and so many things that, you know, that may seem out of reach, but, you know, we have those passions, we have those desires within us because it is meant for us to go after, it's meant for us to achieve. So, you know, part of, you know, that living our best life is to, you know, let go of those limiting beliefs and let go of those things that no longer serve us, that are not who it is that we truly are, so that we can really shine that light that's within us and that love that we bring with us here, you know, when we're born, when, you know, we're going through this life. And so, and I know that many times it's very hard to do that, you know, especially when, you know, different people are telling us different things. We're growing up in a certain way. You know, it's really hard for us to really let go of those beliefs sometimes. But we have to remember that we are perfect souls. We come here as perfect souls. And it's all within us. The knowledge is within us. Those gifts are within us. All those things that are meant for us is within us. And so we need to shed those layers of who it is that we are not, so that we can get to the root of who it is that we truly are. And so, you know, with everything that's going on in this world right now, you know, there's so many things going on when it comes to the climate, when it comes to the pandemic, when it comes to just our communities, all those things that are going on right now. You know, it's really important for us to really see who it is that we truly are and what it is that we've come to do. What is it that you truly want to do? You know, without thinking about those things that come in when it comes to, you know, I can't do this, or I don't have the resources, you know, those excuses, those I don't, you know, to set those aside and to realize and know that we are meant to do anything that we truly want to do, that we truly desire to do in our lives. And so what is that for you? And so, you know, this week, living your best life also means taking that time to recharge, not always going, you know, always going, but, you know, we have those moments where, you know, we are meant to slow down so that we can really understand what it is that we're meant to see within ourselves, what it is that we're meant to really take in when it comes to those lessons and how to apply them. And then also, you know, those weeks where, like this week, to really help us to see those aha moments and those moments of clarity so that we can then, you know, plan for what it is that's meant for us to, in order to step into our purpose, in order to achieve those goals, in order for us to really do those things that are truly meant for us. So what is that for you? What are you supposed to be doing when it comes to your desires and your passions, and that which relate to your gifts and your abilities? So what are they? So, you know, I want to encourage you to journal on that, to meditate on that. What is it that you're meant to do? And for some of us, it's going to start off with, what is it that we are good at? What is it that, you know, we love to do, whether it's creatively, you know, whether it's doing some painting, whether it's doing some drawing, or, you know, anything else when it comes to communication? Do you like to talk to people? Do you like to communicate with others? You know, those are all gifts that sometimes we forget are gifts. You know, we forget that there is something that we're meant to use in order to help others, in order to really step into who it is that we truly are. And it reminds me of, you know, my past. And when I was younger, you know, I was told, well, you know, first I grew up not knowing English. So, you know, English is not my first language. And so, you know, I never thought that I could really speak, you know, speak well, you know, or speak publicly. You know, that was something that I never really thought about doing, because I didn't think that that was something that I can do. However, when it came to talking with others, you know, that was something that I was able to do. I was able to connect with others, you know, whether it was in Korean or whether it was in my own way, you know, especially growing up, as I learned English, as I learned language, and as I, you know, went to school. But, you know, I still had those fears of being able to speak publicly. I had those fears that came in. Also because, you know, as I was growing up, I had other people, you know, telling me that, you know, I wasn't good enough, that I couldn't speak, that I was speaking all wrong. So those fears came in because of what others have been telling me, and that which kept me from speaking publicly. Even, you know, when I was at school, you know, you had the public speaking classes, where you have those English classes where you speak in front of your class. You know, those were all fears of mine. And so, and that was a limiting belief that I need to really, you know, learn from, and I really need to overcome. And so, you know, a couple of years ago is when the divine said, okay, we are throwing you in to this because we know that this is meant for you. And so, so here I am, you know, after a couple of years. And so, you know, those are the type of limiting beliefs that we need to really overcome, that we can heal from, that we can really let go of, when we are, because we know that we can do anything that we truly want to do. And and, you know, when it comes to the divine, they show us in different ways. So, you know, this week, what are they showing you? What is the divine showing you this week that you can do in order to live that best life that you are meant for, that you, you know, those dreams that you have, how can you reach those? What are you meant to let go of? What are you meant to release and heal from so that you can achieve those goals that you truly want to achieve, to be able to do those things that you truly want to achieve? You know, is it, you know, becoming, you know, an artist? Or is it being a writer? You know, is it, you know, speaking? If, you know, if any of those things are something that you truly want to do, what is stopping you from doing, going after those things? What is keeping you from your goals and from what it is that you're truly meant to do? So, you know, I want to encourage all of us to, you know, do the journaling and do the meditating this week as we are in the slower energy this week. What is it that you're truly meant to do? What is that dream of yours? What do you really want to accomplish in your life? And then to then see what is keeping you from doing those things. What is it that you need to heal? What is it that you need to let go of when it comes to those limiting beliefs that is stopping you from going after what it is that you're meant for? You know, I truly believe, and you know, it, the divine always reminds me that, you know, those dreams that we have, those things that we truly want to do in our lives, is meant for us to go after. But it is our limiting beliefs, it is those fears that come in, those doubts that come in, the ego that comes in that tells us we can't do it, that we're not good enough, that we don't have the resources, all those things that stop us from what it is that we're meant to do. But the divine is always showing us that next step, so that we can go after those goals and achieve those things. And so every month, you know, we talk about setting intentions and letting go of those things that no longer serve us. They're always there so that we can remember to do that every month, to do that every so often, so that we can go back to who it is that we truly are, to, you know, be a reminder for us that, you know, what was it that our, what is it that our goal is? What is our goal? What is it that you truly want to achieve in your life? And so, you know, that is, you know, a big part of, you know, who, what it is that we need to do when it comes to growth and when it comes to transformation. And so that's why we have those weeks and months where, you know, we are really meant to focus on those things that, you know, that we need to heal. You know, if it comes to your mind, you know, those things that hurt you, those things that anger you, those are triggers for us to really be, it's like a notification for us to, you know, look at them and then to really be able to change that perspective and let go of those fears and to let go of those things that are not who it is that we are, so that we can focus on those things that we truly want in our lives. So if you're listening, if you'd like to talk about what it is that you're going through, or if you'd like to talk about the energy that you're feeling, what it is that's coming in for you, I'd love to talk to you. So you can call me at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So before we move on, I'm going to go through what it is that's coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So you can go to psychictalknet.net/upcoming to see all the shows that are coming up on our network. So we have on Friday, this Friday, September 11th, Timing and the Tarot, plus life coaching and mini readings from The Doctors Are In, hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. So be sure to tune in with them on Friday. And then on Saturday, Tarot Today Radio is back with hosts Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle, and they'll be talking about Tarot advisors dealing with health crisis questions. So be sure to tune in with them, and they'll be taking open lines as well as mini readings. And then on Sunday, Magic Universe is back with host Sharona Rapsik, and she'll be talking about the life and legacy of Pamela Pixie Coleman Smith. So be sure to tune in with her as she has as she talks about as well as some angel Reiki, as well and tarot mini readings. And then I will be back next week as we continue our series on living your best life, and we'll have more. You know, as always, I'll be taking your calls, as well as to do some meditations as the angels want us. So if you are listening and would like to receive some guidance, or would like to talk about what it is that's been coming in for you, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So we are going to have a meditation with the archangels, and you know they're really coming in today because, you know, first with everything that's going on in this world, you know, there's a lot that's happening. And so, you know, they really wanted me to speak about, you know, living that best life of yours, even through all that's going on. So, you know, before we go ahead with the meditation, I'm going to take this next caller. We have caller area code 850. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Al, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Ellen. How are you today?
I'm doing real good.
So how can I help you today?
You know, I've been, you know, over the last couple of months, I've really been struggling with the cycle that kind of just keeps following me around, and I can't.
Okay. Hello, I think you got cut off. Hi, can you hear me? Okay, I think our caller dropped off, but we'll get to him again later if he calls back. All right, so, you know, before we move on to the meditation, I just want to, I guess, mention that, you know, first step, the archangels and your guardian angels and your guides, your spirit guides, they're all there to help you, to receive those messages that are meant for you, to help you to really see what it is that your next steps are. But it's really important. So it's really first important for us to know that they're always there for us. Whenever we call on them, they're always there. They're right there with you. Even though you may not be able to see them, you may be able to hear them, you know, within your heart. You may be able to hear them just with this knowing that they bring, you know, as soon as you ask them to, you know, step forward for you, you know, whether it's through journaling or it's through meditating, you know, just know, first know that they're always there guiding us and protecting us and helping us through the situations that we are going through. And, you know, they're always rooting for us. They're always there. You're supporting us. And so, you know, it's really important for us to realize that even though you might not see them, you know, and, you know, as you practice this of, you know, calling on them and just having them step forward for you, just know that they're going to, you know, if you ask them to show you a sign, you know, they're going to do that. They will be there to help you through that. And so, you know, that is something that, you know, they wanted me to share with you, is that they're always there for us, even though we may not be able to see them. Like, I would see a friend of mine, like, right in front of me, you know, or, you know, if I were able to see you, you know, it's, you may not be able to see them in that way, but, you know, they're always there guiding us. They're always there supporting us. And they're helping us through all of those, you know, everything that we are going through in this life. And so if you are going through some challenges, if you are going through some things that you're fighting when it comes to within your mind, and, you know, whether it's insecurities or anything else that's going on within you, to know that they are there to support you. They're there to help you through it. And so, you know, this week, especially, you know, with this lower energy, to take that time to, you know, really listen. And, you know, sometimes it may not be where, you know, you're sitting in meditation and you're waiting for the answer. It may not always come that way. Sometimes it, you know, sometimes what happens is, you know, you ask them to step forward, and then they're going to show you through different signs, through different ways, you know, whether it's as you're going throughout the day, you know, doing errands, doing different things, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have this realization of, oh, you know, this is something that I am meant to do, or this is something that I should be doing right now. You know, that is how sometimes they work, the divine works, by showing us in different situations, in different experiences that we experience, different opportunities that come our way. So those are all signs as well for us. So, you know, if you're going about your day and all of a sudden receive a call, whether it's for a new job or whether it's a person that you might have been thinking about, you know, those are different ways that the divine show us that they're trying to answer you, you know, with your questions and with all that you're going through. So, you know, it's not always going to be where you're sitting down, you know, doing some meditating and you're just waiting for an answer. It's not always that way. Sometimes, and it all depends on you as well as a person. If you are a visual learner, they're going to, you know, show you in that way or by hands-on, you know, and you need to learn by going through things. They're going to show you in that way. So, and that is something that I wanted to share with you. And then let's take our next caller here. We have caller from area code 310. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Mindy. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mindy. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm very lucky that you're taking my call. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. So how can I help you today?
I see that you work with the angels. And mm-hmm. I would love an opportunity to hear, or I don't know how you work, so whatever you can share with me, I'm very mm-hmm. interested to hear.
I have Archangels Raphael and Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you, and this has to do with love. So,
yeah.
Have you been going through a lot of different things right now?
Yes, I would say
I
yes.
I feel like your heart chakra, there's a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
correct.
They want me to share with you first is that you are so loved first. So,
right.
You know, they're always guiding you. They're always supporting you. Even when
Thank you
doubt. You know, that they're always there for you, supporting you. So just know that even with everything that's going on in this world, which I know that's part of, you know, those things that you're going through, but just know that they are always there first. And I think that's why they had me mention what I did before I took your call. Yeah.
Wonderful,
and so you know,
wonderful.
They want you, so yeah, first they want you to know that you're always surrounded by love. They're always sending you that energy of love. Right now I feel it. Your Archangel Shamuel is just, you know, just pouring it on right now. I have goosebumps.
Uh-huh.
And
thank you.
Yeah, so you know, I want you to first know that, and then Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you because first he wants you to know that it's going to be okay. Oh boy, I'm going to start crying. So everything's going to be okay. So, you know, they want you to know that first.
Okay.
And then to know that all those things that you've been going through and that you've been through in the past, they're all lessons for you because they want you to be your best. They want you
okay.
to, because you have all these amazing gifts and abilities that I'm seeing. And I see that you can really do so much with it in this world. And
thank you.
So they really want you to be able to see that. But first, it's going to be important for you to start letting go of those limiting beliefs that have been shown through you throughout your life from others that have been telling you that you're not good enough in some way or you can't do something, because you can do those things that you're meant to do. It's all within you, those passions you have, the desires that you have to really do. You know, and those dreams that you have, all those things are meant for you. But
Thank you.
Because of these fears that are coming in, it's keeping you from being able to step out of your comfort zone in order mm-hmm. to really take that next step.
Right.
So, okay. So I want
yes.
you to know that you are guided. You have so many guides with you.
Wow.
I'm able to see so, you have this army of people. It looks like people to me.
Wow.
That are behind you. They're rooting for you. And
thank you.
So this is a step for you right now. And I'm so glad
mm-hmm.
that you called.
Thank you. Thank you for being of service today for me.
And so there's so much meant for you. So, you know, and if you need more help with this, you know, I would love to help you.
Right. Thank you.
But so, you know, I want to encourage you, you know, for some first steps is to
mm-hmm.
Get a journal if you don't have one already.
Mm-hmm.
And start writing down all those things that have happened to you in your
mm-hmm.
past that have made you feel not confident, that have made you feel unloved. Write it all down, those instances that come to you. And if you call on Archangel Raphael as you're doing this work, he's going to help you through it. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And so, you know, when you start doing this work, you're going to be able to shed some of those limiting beliefs that,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be able to see it. So, you know, you're going
okay.
to be able to see it concretely as you write that
mm-hmm.
down. And you're then going to be able to start raising your vibration. You're going to be able to let go of some of this old energy that's stuck, especially within your heart.
Yes.
And you're able to then going to be able to regain that power back, especially in your solar plexus. Have you been having issues with your stomach, anything like that?
Not particularly.
Okay. Or maybe it's been there for a while and it's just now it just kind of
sure.
seems like it's normal. Okay.
Right.
So that has to do with your identity. Your solar plexus has to do with your identity and your power.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tends to manifest. So when it comes to our energies, if we have things going on, if we have stuck energy, it manifests physically. So that's why I'm asking about that too. So,
right.
you know, doing this work with a journal and, you know, I want to encourage you to call in next week. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to be there for you when it comes to being accountable. So
okay.
I want you to, you know, do this work and see what it is that you find out about yourself this week. Because once you start dumping out all the old energy onto this piece of paper, you're going to start
uh-huh.
finding out a lot about yourself this week.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
And also, you know, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. If
okay.
you go to facebook.com/angelichealer
mm-hmm.
and teacher Cath, C-A-T-H,
okay.
you're going to be able to find my page and you could reach out to me there. So if you had any
Wonderful.
Questions.
Thank
okay.
you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your service. I very much appreciate it. Take care.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. And let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 843. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, area code 843. Are you there?
I didn't know I was muted. Yes. Good evening. I mean, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. My name is Eddie. I'm from South Carolina.
How are you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing pretty well. Pretty well, thank you. So
what's been going on with you?
I feel it's energy challenges.
Okay.
You know.
Mhm.
Yeah, I just want to see what kind of message that you God have for me. Just feel like
okay.
My energy is kind of low.
And have you been feeling this way for a little bit now?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you as well as Archangel Samuel. So both of them are stepping forward. And this has to do with first knowing it's there's a lot going on. So you've been through a lot. And that's what I'm feeling, a lot of old energy that's coming up. Have you been having a lot of things come forward for you? Things come up in the surface for you from the past recently? So they're coming up for you because it's meant for you to look at them and to help you to change your perspective so that you can heal from them. So that's why it's really coming up. So what they're showing me is that it's going to be important for you to do some journaling this week, because when we journal, it helps us to put it down on paper where we can see it, like right on paper. So we can see what it is that's really coming up for us. So anything that comes up in your mind as you're doing this journaling work, to write it all down. And so what you're doing is releasing this old energy. So you're releasing it on paper when you do this. So, you know, anything that's been on your mind, that's been held there in your mind, in your heart, to write it all down first. So anything that comes up when it comes to emotions, when it comes to hurts, when it comes to anything that you're feeling and anything, those moments in time where different things have happened, to write it all down, because it's going to help you then to be able to see what it is that you need to see when it comes to those lessons. We have to remember that everything that we go through, they're lessons for us. So, and you can also call on Archangel Raphael to help you with this. So I encourage you to do this, you know, when you have a few minutes, you know, before bed or anytime during the day when you have a moment to write this down. And then also what Archangel Samuel is showing me is that have you been through a lot of hurt when it comes to love?
Yeah. Off
okay.
And on, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, when you do this journaling work, it's going to also be part of that too, where it's, you know, they want you to write it all on paper. And then, you know, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Samuel, because as you're doing this work there, he's going to be there supporting you with his energy, but also to support you, to help you with understanding about loving yourself, fully loving yourself for who it is that you are, knowing that you are this perfect soul that comes here, that, and you are, you know, divine love and light being. So, you know, he's going to be there to help you just see that as you are, you know, releasing. And then what he will do is show you a different perspective on what it is that you need to see that's opposite from what you are seeing on paper. So if that makes sense.
That I'm different than, I'm a different being than what I see on paper. Yes.
So yes. So in that way, so they're going to show you a different perspective on what it is that you put on paper so that you can really start to see who it is that you truly are, who it is that, you know, you are meant to be. So what you're going to be doing on paper is you're going to be releasing all the limiting beliefs that you have learned from the past, all those limiting beliefs that come in from what people have said to you, what you think, that is not who it is that you truly are. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. And so once you do this, you are going to start feeling as if this weight is lifted off your shoulders as you do this work. So don't be afraid to go deep into it. You may be going through pages and maybe a journal to just release everything. Just write it all down, you know, until you're empty, until everything's emptied out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to call on the archangels to help you to see what it is that you're really meant to see, because you are meant for a lot more. Okay?
Yeah, I definitely feel that, you know, it's just this energy that I feel that's basically stopping or impeding me from, you know, doing what I feel I need to do.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is because of limiting beliefs, because of all these things that we need to heal from, and the fears and doubts that come in because of the limiting beliefs, it keeps us from really releasing that old energy that we're meant to release. So especially, you probably felt it the heaviest last week. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because that full moon. So full moons are meant for us to really release and let go of those things that no longer serve us, those things that are not who it is that we're, who it is that we truly are. And so by doing this work of writing everything down, it's going to help you to release. It's going to help you to let go of those things that have been kept within you, that's been bottled up within you. So, you know, do all that, you know, as it comes in. So, you know, if you have it come in, you know, during middle of something, you know, I encourage you to, you know, take the time to write it, or on your computer or on your phone, or record it at, you know, wherever, to, you know, really be able to release that. Because when we have all this old energy that's stuck within us, we don't allow for new energy to come in, to be able to hear those messages clearly of what it is that we're meant to do next. Okay?
So then the energy of me feeling heavy is kind of blocking what I need to be hearing.
Yes. So that old energy is that energy that blocks us from really being able to see what it is that we need to do next, and what it is that we need to see when it comes to who it is that we truly are, and what it is that you're meant to do in order to take those next steps, in order to be able to really move forward into your purpose and what you're meant to do. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Indeed.
So yes, you know, that energy, yeah, that energy, you are feeling it, which is a great thing. It's a great gift. I mean, I see it as a great gift, you know, so that you know that you need to release it. You need to really let that go so that you can bring in that clarity that you're meant for from the divine. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right.
So one question.
And you're going to start feeling a lot better.
Okay. Just like you're saying, this energy from the past, I know it's somewhat in our auric field and things of that nature, but overall, me, I say like it's coming to the surface. So me, so-called watching this movie or memories on the screen of my consciousness, that causes me to feel a certain way. So that is also another reason why I'm basically feeling heavy. I mean, again, it's not as much to ignore it, just like what you're saying, as much as it is to journal it so that way, you know, it's basically out of my consciousness or whatever. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
So yes. So that, yeah, that's part of that energy. So, you know, it's coming to the surface because, and you get those triggers also when you think about those memories. It's because they are indicators for us to say, hey, you know, this is not who it is that we truly are. So, you know, if you're feeling anger, if you're feeling frustrations, if you're feeling stress, you know, those are things that we need to really let go of. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You also. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have caller area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Kay. How are you today?
I'm not feeling that great. Just so much on me now. Work is just not great. So I'm really heavy-hearted right now. So, and that's what I needed some guidance on. Trying to decide.
Okay.
Is this going to get better? Do I stay? Time to go.
Okay. So Archangel Samuel is stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel. So they're stepping forward for you because first you're feeling into that energy this week of have you been feeling really tired, drained?
Yes.
Okay. So this week we are
really killing me. Yeah.
So this week we are in that energy of slowing down. So the energy is slower this week. And what the divine wants us to do is really take care of ourselves this week. It's really important for us to recharge, to do those things that we love to do to help raise that vibration of yours and of ours, all of us. And and so what that's going to do this week, you know, doing some meditating, doing I'm hearing, are you into baths, like a bubble bath or
something? Yes, I am.
They brought that up. I was like, okay.
Yes. It makes sense.
And so, so, you know, taking a bubble bath, you know, a nice long hot bath, you know, doing those things that you truly love to do this week to recharge and to rejuvenate yourself and to refill that cup. Because what that's going to do then is help you to gain clarity on what it is that you're supposed to do next when it comes to all areas of your life. So if you're feeling a little bit foggy this week, it's because of, you know, because you're needing to really take care of yourself this week, okay?
Okay.
And what they're showing me is they don't want me to tell you what to do with your job, but what they're showing me is that when you do take that time for yourself this week, you're going to gain that clarity on what it is that you need to do next, okay?
It's just... Right. It's just so hard to find that time because the way things are happening, it's like I'm surprised I actually have a few moments to make this phone call because with this new structure, my new manager, I can talk to her between 9 and 12 o'clock. I can talk to her at least 6 times in the morning. Just,
okay.
And it's not like it's productive work. It's the repetitive, repeating this stuff because she's, you know, she's worried. It's so draining.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
it's,
I think, you know,
like
what you're supposed
to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I think you know what it is that you do need to do, but you're doubting yourself on that. So,
yeah.
So what when you do take that time, even if it's just 5 minutes, you know, for the first day, you know, right before going to bed, you know, if you take a quick bath or, you know, read a book or something that you really like to do, you know, just doing the,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of that, listening to music. That you like for
mm-hmm.
a few minutes
yes.
Before going to bed,
yes.
or as you're falling asleep, you know, listening to some
and
music.
And I do that. Yes, I do that. I do that with meditation as well. Yes.
Wonderful. Okay.
Hypnosis.
So
yes,
keep doing that, and you know, listening to that music, and you know, focusing on that music. So focus on whether it's you have words there or just the melody. You know, focus on that, and as your mind drifts, you're going to be able to get these aha moments and this understanding of what it is that you need to do when it comes to your job. Also, you have moments where you do different errands, right? Take it, you know, going out somewhere
yes.
to
family,
grocery
yes,
shopping
yes.
or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
take those times, use those times as well to listen to music, you know, listen to a book in the car. You know, those are also moments you could take for yourself as well. So, you know, instead of thinking about work and what you have to do, to kind of tune out with the way that you know that you can. And what will start to happen is you'll really be able to get those moments of clarity on what it is that you need to do next. Okay?
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
well, thank you.
I do see it coming soon for you. So, you know, just, you know, for now, you know, just a few minutes here and there. It doesn't have to be a long stretch of time to really, you know, do something for yourself. You said 9
okay.
to 12, you're talking to your boss.
Well, no, I was just using that as an example. She can call me within six times within a course of 3 hours. We can talk 3 times about nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just that's the kind
okay.
of rhetoric I'm going through right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, anytime you can really find that time to, you know, do something for you, you know, and also what I do here is that it's going to be important for you to make sure that you're eating.
Mm-hmm. yeah,
is that something
my
that...
My stomach has been in knots. Yes, my stomach has been in knots, and I haven't been able to eat, or if I feel like I'm so hungry, and then I'm just now getting to my quote-unquote lunch, but I don't really feel like eating, and I didn't even have breakfast. That's just how things are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really important for you to, you know, because that's going to help with your energy as well. So, you know, anything
okay.
that, you know, and if you really, you know, you could ask yourself this, and I do this often myself, you know, ask yourself, what is it that your body needs right now? Okay, and that
mm-hmm.
first thought that comes in, take that thought and as what it is that you need to do with when it comes to what to put in your body and what to eat. A lot of it
right.
also is going to be about drinking water. That's what I'm hearing as well.
Yeah, I need to do that.
I think a lot of us do.
Yeah.
So,
when I was in. I drank it constantly. Get home,
mm-hmm.
it's like I get so distracted. I don't even get up to go do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Working.
You know, especially, especially if you're starting to get headaches. I don't know if you've been feeling that.
Yes. That's where I am right now. My head is bothering me.
Mm-hmm. That means that you need to drink a lot of water.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Well, thank you very much. You're right. I didn't know the answer to all of this. It's just I'm tired. That's all. I'm very disheartened right now.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And also, you know, when it comes to things that's going on with work, don't be afraid to talk to your boss about that too. Okay?
Even if she's the issue.
Well, you know how to approach her because you know her.
Exactly.
But it is important.
Right.
It is important for you to really express what's going on, okay?
Okay. All right. That makes sense. No, thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we are at the top of the hour. So I want to thank everyone for calling in today. I'm going to do a quick meditation, but they really want me to do this before we go, so that it helps you to really release all of that old energy that's within you. You know, I had done this on the show last week, which didn't go on air, but they wanted me to repeat this so that, you know, during this week of taking care of ourselves, that we can really, you know, be able to understand what it is that we need to release and let go so that we can really start moving forward and doing those things that we're meant to do. So if you are able to, I encourage you to sit comfortably or wherever that may be, to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. I'm going to have you to place your hands on your heart. And this is going to help you to really focus on your heart space. And once you're there, I want to encourage you to create a space in your heart that is very calming for you, that helps you to feel at peace. Elements in nature that helps you to really be still, helps you to tune out from all those things that are going on in this world. I know for myself, it's the ocean and a beach and a sunset. So those things in nature, any animals. And then we're also going to place a door in your heart space. And this door is going to be an invitation for your angels and your guides to step forward into your heart space so that they can support your energy and help raise your vibration. So they're going to enter in and surround the perimeter of your heart space. And then we're going to have Archangels Raphael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Sandalphon, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, and they're going to surround your energy. So they're going to be surrounding right around your space. circling you. And all these angels, guides, and archangels are going to support your energy in helping you to fill you with this energy of love and light. And as they do, bring this, all of these energies to you. The light that's within you is going to expand. Your heart, your chakras are going to expand outside of your body and into your heart space, as well as this physical space that you're in. So as you feel this energy coming out, this light pouring out, I want you to take a few deep breaths. Really feel into that energy that is being brought to you from the angels. So keep breathing that energy. And as we are breathing this energy of love and light, source energy from above is going to come in, and it's this rainbow energy that comes in, and as it does, it's going to cleanse each and every one of our chakras that's within us. So from your crown chakra, to your third eye, to your throat chakra, to your heart chakra, your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra. And as it goes through, it's going to cleanse those chakras, releasing the old energy. And then source energy's light is going to go out through your feet. And then it's going to circle back over to your crown chakra. So it's going to be this loop of energy that goes in and out of your body to help to cleanse. So take a few deep breaths. Breathing out through your mouth, we're going to breathe out that old energy. And then from your root chakra, the archangels are going to help you to ground your energy. So from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light, column of light that goes all the way down. And then comes back up from the center of the earth, through your feet, and all the way up. And it's going to flow over out of your crown chakra, and it's going to flow over like a water fountain and onto the ground, spreading out from you. And now we're going to have Archangel Michael step forward, and he's going to help integrate this energy that is being brought to us, the messages that have been brought to us as we get this energy from the archangels. And he's going to, with his cloak of energy, wrap us with that cloak from your crown chakra all the way down to our feet, and it's going to help us to protect that energy and use that energy for throughout this week as we go through healing, as we learn those lessons, as we release and let go. So take a few deep breaths And when you are ready, you can open up your eyes and bring awareness back into your body and welcome back. So that meditation you can do over and over again throughout the week as needed. And, you know, for all of us, you know, as we go through this week, I'm sending you lots of love and light, but also, you know, as you do this work of releasing and letting go and taking care of yourself this week, to really be gentle with yourself and also do those things, really listen to your body this week. So if you're exhausted and tired, it's important for us to get the rest that we need. Or if you are feeling low and you're feeling you need a raise in your vibrations, to call on the archangels and then do those things that you really love to do, whether it's something very creative, you know, painting, drawing, or, you know, or speaking with other people, your friends, or, you know, anything that really gets you in, you know, to feel good. And, you know, feeling good is part of raising our vibrations. So, you know, whether it's listening to music, whether it's dancing, whether it's taking that bath, you know, or reading a good book, you know, all those things are, it's meant for us to recharge. We are meant to refill our energetic cups. And it's really important for us to take care of ourselves, because if we don't take care of ourselves, there's no one else who can do that for us. And when we can't take care of ourselves, it's hard for us to take care of others that we need to take care of and do those things that we're meant to do. So sending you all lots of love and light, lots of great energy to you so that you can do those things that you love. And I look forward to next week when I'll be back to talk more about, you know, living that best life, as well as taking your calls. And, you know, if you called in today, or, you know, you were thinking about calling in today and you wanted to just talk about what it is that you've been going through, all those things that you've been learning, I encourage you to call in and share that with us, because you never know who it is, who else you're going to be able to help along the way. So sending you all lots of love and light. I can't wait to talk to you again next week, and we will talk soon. So bye-bye for now.